And now, a BDO Radio original production. Drug Ring 2167. Starring Budweiser. Episode number 3. Five spaceships, one starship, and a still-to-be-seen cargo ship are at the scene where our last episode left off. Our crew is in deep shit, being pursued by a ship filled with angry electropimps who, as we now understand, are robotic pimps controlled by a faulty computer network damaged by Buster Waltrick, who urinated on the network's main computer. What we don't understand is why a cargo ship is approaching, and why the NSS 421's crew have not yet paid attention to it.
Approaching cargo ship. Approaching cargo ship.
Shut up, computer! Sven, don't we have anything else than missiles? I can throw popcorn at battleship opponent instead. Popcorn?
Yo, man, you know his lingo. He means the laser machine guns, bro.
Yeah, popcorn. Throw popcorn fun. Just shoot. Yes, Captain, I sink them bitches.
Give us our dough. Surrender and make your payment, bitches.
Listen, for the last time.
Yo, Captain, dude, they're not gonna change their minds.
Why?
Haven't you checked the news? The electropimps have gone all fucked up.
Man, this is great. What a great day we're having. Does anyone have a hacksaw?
Give us our dough.
Yo, Captain, why a hacksaw?
Why, to saw my own leg off and make this day even more entertaining. Fuck.
Yo, anyway, if they fire all missiles, we're really fucked, you know?
Shit. What do we do now, Sven? I don't know. Popcorn not very strong.
Man, don't we have some crack left on board?
Dan, hey. The electropimps would take that as a payment.
Oh, shit, Captain!
What? What is it?
Man, Uber crackheads are docking their cargo ship.
Shit, I forgot about that cargo ship. Are they trying to board?
Yo, yes, man, this is not good. Dude, find crack now or we're dead.
Shit, the pimps start to throw playing pins.
Fuck, he's right, they've opened fire. Well, Dwayne?
Shit, Haley?
Yes, Captain Man.
Do you have any crack left in your personal cargo bay?
No, Captain Man.
I don't believe you. Eddie, jettison the contents of cargo unit 14S.
No, yo, Captain okay, man, no, no, my crack man, no.
Now open comp to the pimps.
Yo, you're on.
This is Dwayne Duval of the NSS 421. I've just released thousands of dollars worth of crack out there. It's somewhere near my ship. Go fetch it and stop firing.
We thank sir for his payment, yo. It was a pleasure doing business with y'all.
Yo, Captain, I get it now. The Uber crackheads have undocked from our ship, and they're headed straight for the pimps' ships, man. Oh, man, check out the radar. Look at them go. Man, put this on the view screen, Eddie. Yo, it's done. Oh, man, Dwayne, they're ramming the pimps.
I think those pimps are gonna be scrap metal by the hour.
Yeah, really?
Captain, man, I need a rock right about now.
Captain, they've overtaken the main electropimp ship.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can't. There's not enough blue. Let me take this acid.
Captain, man, I need a rock right about now.
Acid, man? Yeah, it brings back my full vision. And more, if you know what I mean. And you're taking this now?
Captain, man, I need a rock right about now.
Yo, don't worry, bro. It won't kick in for the next hour or so. Man.
Captain, man, I need a rock right about now.
Haley, shut the fuck
man.
Up,
ow.
You bitch-ass
ow.
Punk idiot ow, crackhead. Haley? Haley? Medics?
Yes, Captain, sir.
Come and get Haley. I think he's really hurt.
Right away, sir.
Haley, the first officer of our crew, often found himself asking the question, how did my life wind up like this? Since he consumes so much crack and has a brain as cloudy as the Florida coast in the peak of a hurricane, he can't recall the answer to his deep, haunting question. Fortunately, the answer is known, and you're about to be presented to it. Mr. Samson Haley was once an ambitious man escalating in the military ranks of the Sierra solar system, and he was unstoppable. After 9 years of hard, dedicated work, he got all the way up into the ranks and finally got to run his own starship. In the year 2164, Captain Samson Haley was assigned to the starship Horizon, whose primary mission was to explore the Silvershine Zone, which was a complete mystery to residents of the Sierra system. You are now about to hear a significant day in Haley's development. The following events took place in 2165 and were all recorded by the ship's computer.
Captain Haley!
What is it, Ensign Sakatawa?
Missiles hit starboard! We've been hit!
Shit!
There's flame burn on deck 11, compartment S!
Holy crap, that's right next to life support! I gotta put that out!
What Samson Haley did not know is that the ship that attacked them, a Marauder clan from the planet bearing the most crack in the Silvershine Zone, enjoy using missiles filled with crack to attack their victims. By doing this, the clan would often win the wars and also form a new clientele, as the fumes from crack missile hits would seep into their victims' ships and get everyone high. Most often, after the victims would wear off their initial trip, they would begin chasing their attackers to obtain more crack. Samson Haley was a dedicated servant to his solar system. Even if he was told of the consequences of entering the compartment, now loaded with crack fumes, he would never have turned back. He would have put out the flame anyway.
God damn it, this shit smells weird. Bridge!
Yes, Captain!
I've put out the fire, but I feel weird, man.
Captain, what's wrong?
I don't know, man. I think I need...
What is it, Captain? Are you injured?
No, man. I think I...
You what?
Man, I need a rock right about now.
Samson Haley was demoted immediately after that mission. He chased the Marauders for over 4 days, begging them to shoot at their ship again just to breathe the missile fumes. He finally spent all the ship's allowance for food, supplies, and repairs on a bag of crack rocks, which only lasted him 3 hours. First Officer Haley was hired by Dwayne because he was highly recommended by the military officials of his home world. They were recommending him as a consolation for having done all that hard, dedicated work, and also for saving his entire crew from a fire that could have destroyed his ship, his mission, and his crew's lives. It was the least his leaders could have done. Right now, on the NSS 421, we can find Haley in the medical bay getting his head reconstructed after suffering several major frying pan wounds. But more importantly, our crew is now about to investigate on the explosion that just occurred.
What the hell was that sound?
Man, I don't know. Fuck, that was far and loud. Did anyone else hear that? Yeah, man.
Deval to engineering, what the hell is going on?
Captain, I don't know. Everything is okay in engine and ship.
Then what the...
Dude, we can't just ignore...
Security to bridge, Captain!
What is it, Ensign?
We have a situation. Haley snuck out of medical bay after we healed him, and then he went into Abdullah's quarters.
Okay, and does this have anything to do with the fucking loud sound we just heard?
Well, see, the thing is, Haley found crystals in Abdullah's quarters, and... well, he tried to consume them.
Man, he smoked Abdullah's explosive crystals I asked him to make.
You asked Abdullah to make explosive crystals?
Dude, we're in a place with uber crackhead swarms, and we're probably gonna get more angry electropimps after us, Ali. I mean, like, we're somewhat responsible for blowing up one of their fleet, you know?
Planning ahead, eh?
You bet!
Captain!
Yes?
What do we do?
Haley, right. How badly is he injured?
Well, the crystals blew up right in his face. He's not doing too good.
Okay, look, take him back to the medics, but this time... tell them not to heal him so fast, okay?
Yes, sir!
Okay, so now... ow!
What the fuck, you tripped?
No, I fucking slipped on a piece of Brillo Haley left on the fucking floor lying around.
Maybe we should throw him out an airlock.
Yo, Captain, we have a ship behind us on approach.
ETA?
About 2 minutes.
Well, just enough time for me and Buster to consume this.
What's that?
Well... it's this really disgustingly strong beer I'd gotten at this weirdly fucked up planet.
What was the name of the planet?
I don't remember. I was way too fucked up. My crew had to, like, drag me back to the shuttle.
Wow.
Yeah, supposedly I had formed a sexual attraction to their local town office building.
Wait, that's not even funny. And it doesn't even make sense.
I know.
Scary.
Very.
Maybe we shouldn't drink this stuff.
Good idea. Let's keep it for later.
Captain!
Yes?
Haley's coming up. He's been healed.
Damn it! Okay, bring the idiot crackhead up.
Man, you've got good medics.
Too good. I wish I had a really obsolete medical bait just for Haley.
Well, at least he's got his face plowed today, twice. I mean, that's gotta be a lesson. Captain?
Haley, you look different.
Well, I don't know. I feel much better. You've got good medics.
Haley? You're not begging for a rock?
Let's get to our mission. What's our mission?
Haley?
Yes, Captain? Whoa, the injuries fixed him, man.
He's not a crackhead anymore.
It's a new beginning.
Wow.
Yo, man, Captain, the other ship is on approach. They're hailing us.
Take it. This is Dwayne DeVal of the NSS 421.
Surrender your vessel.
What?
Surrender.
What? Are these electro pimps?
Yeah, no, man, they're not.
No, we're not surrendering. Fuck off. Sven and Eddie, evasive maneuvers.
Yo, man, they're turning weapons on.
Captain?
Yes, Haley.
They're using a basic hover and dump strategy. Tell Eddie to keep a plus 0.5 course until we're past A154 T433.
Wow, good idea. Eddie?
I heard the man.
They throw playing pins! Fuck, they're shooting!
Yes, keep that course, Eddie. Gotcha, Commander!
Ah, damn it!
What?
There's a fluctuation in the right engine, y'all! I can't keep it!
Then everyone hold on!
Shit, he's right! Everyone hold on!
Yo, incoming impact!
There's a fire in deck 18!
Someone go put that out!
I'm on it, Captain. Dwayne?
What?
Come here, man.
Yes.
See this?
Yes.
This analysis shows that we got hit by a missile loaded with,
that reading is, like, familiar.
It should be. It's crack.
Shit! These are the guys that shoot crack missiles to get their victims addicted! The missile is emitting crack fumes! Don't let Haley go on that deck!
Oh, man, I hope it's not too late. Call him on comm!
Haley!
Yes, Captain?
Is the fire out? Are you okay?
Well, I've almost got it. There. Yeah. It's out. I'm okay.
You sure you're okay, Haley?
Well, man, this shit smells familiar, man. Captain, man?
Yes, Haley.
Man, Captain, I think I might, like, just, like, need, like, a rock right about now.
Poor guy, man.
Damn. Okay, Haley, there's crack in deck 17, not too far from where you are. You did a good job.
Wow, man, Captain, man, thanks, man.
Well, that's kinda sad for the poor guy.
Yeah, pity. Anyway, now our mission.
Shoot!
We're going to a planet called Maltrio. Now we're gonna make a big delivery.
But we don't even have that much stock left.
Nonetheless, we don't need the cargo to have the cargo.
What, you wanna double-cross them?
Not really.
Maltrio was once a glorious and prosperous planet on the outskirts of the Silvershine Zone. In the earlier days of the Zone, this planet and its solar system were outside the boundaries of criminal activity. With time, the Zone expanded and one day reached this plentiful planet covered with loving and caring people, and they were introduced to psychotropic substances. Quickly, they became the financial punching bag of the Zone. Because of the wonders of genetics, the Maltrians have a very low tolerance to psychotropics, but at the same time, have a very addictive personality in general. Over time, as dealers in rings noticed this, they began overcharging the Maltrians and cutting their merchandise with worthless substances such as lactate for cocaine, thyme for marijuana, brown Play-Doh for hashish, NutraSweet for crack, and much, much more. Not a single Maltrian, to this day, is aware of the real worth or price for drugs and have most likely paid 10 times the normal price for a product of 1/10 of the quality for their whole lives. Today, no Maltrian is born sober, and all Maltrians consume some form of psychotropic substance in abusive quantities and even more due to the poor quality of the product handed to them. On the flip side, the Maltrians never had any planetary financial problems as they are a main resource for fuel. With such a near-certain economy, Maltrians carelessly spend a lot without noticing a loss. In the recent years, dealers have tried to throttle the sky-rising price they were charging to the Maltrians as they noticed that the Maltrians were raising the price of the fuel.
Dwayne, you're diluting 1 pound of crack and 99 pounds of sweetener?
I know.
But man, this isn't gonna get anyone high.
Ha! You haven't met a Maltrian yet, have you?
What, they're wimps?
With dope? Big time, it's a joke, you'll see.
So, anything special to do on that planet after?
Nah, although the people are really nice, even the heavily addicted ones, well, there's not much. Except for something that resembles golf.
Golf, I'm not much for it.
Wait, there's more. Their version is more boring.
How the hell can something be more boring than golf?
I was baffled when I saw it the first time.
What's the game?
Well, like in golf, you tee and all, and you whack a little ball, except for safety, there's no ball. It's like this fake, invisible, digitally controlled ball.
What the fuck? But how do they know if it goes in the hole?
The system that controls the fake ball beeps.
A beep?
Yep.
Wow, that's like the stratosphere of boring.
While Dwayne and Buster get ready for their delivery, the cleaning crew at the Falcor 6 Planet's pimping headquarters have picked up Buster's trail of empty beer bottles, and upon discovering that the computer in the network room was urinated upon, they called the security officials of the building to investigate. Quickly, the security team reviewed surveillance videos and promptly identified Buster Waltrick as the main offender. Falcorians are not very forgiving for people who damage their property. Even though they are clearly aware that Buster was completely intoxicated at the moment of his action, they are presently assembling a small fleet, along with an escort shuttle carrying the supreme pimp of the headquarters. On Maltrio, Buster and Dwayne are on their way to negotiating with the mayor of a small town to sell them their specially formulated 100 pounds of crack.
Welcome. So, do you have the stuff?
Yes, we do. It's on the dolly Buster's pulling along.
Damn it!
And now it's on the floor.
How much?
400,000.
That's actually a little less than the other guy from last week.
It's a deal. We actually had good supplies that came in this week.
Well, I don't know. It's almost making me suspicious. I mean, if it's not good enough, I'll be passing on garbage to the citizens of my city.
Dude, you guys distribute crack to your citizens?
Of course.
And the point of that would be to...
to benefit the well-being of the people. This way they don't steal. They don't bother. They just consume.
Damn it, Buster.
What?
The man has a very valid point.
I'm speechless, man.
Does it work?
You bet, man. Everyone's addicted, but they don't worry about getting their supply. So everyone remains productive. Anyway, let me, try the merchandise first.
No! Yes, excuse me. Buster, trust.
Well, okay then, yes.
Here's a rock.
Do you have a lighter?
Here.
Oh! Oh, yeah, man. Oh, this is the best stuff I've tried in a while.
I'm glad. Now, do we have a deal?
Yeah, this stuff is... Man, here, I'm transferring the funds to you through my computer here. They're in.
You better appreciate this. We lost money on this one because we wanted you to start getting the better stuff.
Wow, I'm really, hi.
Okay then, I'll see you around.
Great doing business with you. Thanks, sir, whoa.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Dwayne, go back to the ship. I'll walk around here and see if anyone's got shrooms in the town.
Okay, don't be too long.
Yeah, don't worry. Hey, by the way, did we lose money on that for real?
Huh, no, that was a bluff. Come on, man, there was like 100 parts of solidified NutraSweet per part of crack. We just made a fucking killing, man. Anyway, see you later.
Yeah, later.
Aw, man, what the fuck are you little pricks doing? Fuck, now I gotta ask someone to let me clean myself. Aw, this stuff stinks. What did you kids throw at me?
Hey there, young fella.
Hey, sir.
Looks like the Thompson kids got ya.
The Thompson kids?
They like to run around, throw sewage waste at people.
This is sewage waste? Ah, filthy smell, man, fuck!
Come along, I'll let you get cleaned up at me flat.
Thanks, man. Wow, this stinks. Hey, would you, I'm looking for shrooms, would you have any?
Oh, sure. Shrooms isn't my thing, but me kids who live out of town, they like it. So I have some for them when they visit. You need a lot?
Just a personal dose.
Then I can sure help you. So tell me, young man, what do you do? What brings you here?
Well, I'm with a crew on a starship and I was looking for shrooms.
This is me flat, come on in.
Thanks.
So a starship, eh?
Yeah.
I used to work on a starship, did I tell you that?
No, you didn't.
I fought brave battles. I've seen the original crack rock that formed the zone.
The crack rock?
A big, big crack rock. It's what turned this place into the rectum of the universe.
What are you talking about?
The original Silvershine Zone rock. It existed about 350 years ago. Or was it 450? It was big, the size of two suns, a naturally created universal screw-up.
But how could you have seen that long ago? You're older than me, but you don't look that old.
Well, really, it's simple. Me and my crew had problems traveling in hyperspace, and we went right into a wormhole. Took us right to the spot of the rock.
Wow! How did you get back?
Well, it's also quite simple. There's a bunch of explorers that tried to fight us off, and they fired their weapons in an angle that opened the wormhole back to a random point in time.
And?
Turns out the point in time was the original starting point.
Lucky!
Yeah, and that experience made me realize that the myth is true.
What myth?
That the Silvershine Zone is the way it is because it's a universal degradation vortex.
A what?
A universal degradation vortex. You can't see it, but everything light years around it degrades. It kinda like pulls the garbage in.
Isn't that a little crazy?
Well, since you got the starship, I can give you this.
What is this?
A device we took from the explorers. That's why they went after us.
What is it?
It seems to be some kind of map to a relic the explorers were looking for.
A relic?
I think it's the key.
Man, slow down here. The key?
The key. A key that will have the energy to dissipate this degradation.
Wow, this is a lot to take.
Well, think of it like this. The universe has an ass, and it's here. And this ass needs a colon cleansing. And the key is the tool that can clean up the crap.
Interesting. I'll keep this. Now, where's your bathroom?
Upstairs to the left.
Meanwhile, back at the NSS 421... Eddie, turn the radio on.
Aight, man.
This is a great job.
Hit the bitch with some plywood.
Man, these guys are getting dumber by the minute. Change it, Eddie.
And now, this is the time where we let you hear our female audience's orgasms.
Oh, Eddie, leave it there.
Now coming up, we've got Gina, who's 88 years old.
Eddie, change that shit.
If you buy the crack from us, we'll throw in a free box of Brillo.
God damn it, turn it off, Eddie. Why can't radio ever be good?
Yo, Captain!
What's up, Eddie?
We have an incoming transmission from a ship setting in orbit.
Take it. This is Dwayne Duval of the NSS 421. If you want to attack us like the last five guys did, please just leave us the fuck alone.
Yo, man, we don't actually want to shoot at you just yet, but...
Who are you?
Yo, I'm the Supreme Pimp of Falcor 6 32nd Headquarters, yo.
Hey, weren't we there like just a few hours ago?
Yes, that's what our security records confirm, yo.
Security records?
Sir, I be here to inform y'all that you are carrying a perpetrator of the Falcor 6 security code with you, and we are here to apprehend him immediately.
Are you talking about Buster?
Buster Waltrick.
Yeah, look, okay, whatever happened, it wasn't our fault. Your robots attacked us out of nowhere. We had to defend ourselves.
Yes, I can understand that. However, there is an additional technical detail that you do not seem to be fully aware of.
What's that?
Mr. Waltrick, that little bitch, hauled his drunken ass into our computer network room and motherfucking pissed on the supercomputer that be running the ElectroPimp network.
He what?
He fucking pissed upon, urinated onto, took a leak onto the main supercomputer that ran the ElectroPimp network.
Dude, is that why?
Yes, that is why our fucking ElectroPimps went fucked.
Fuck, man. Damn Buster.
Yo, we need to issue him his sentence now.
Well, see, Buster isn't here right now. He's like out on the planet.
We will not tolerate waiting for longer than 2 minutes from this immediate moment.
Meanwhile, as Buster has now cleaned himself of the sewage waste children had thrown at him in the streets of a small Maltrian town...
Ya seem okay now, friend.
Yeah, thanks, man. I liked your hospitality.
Care for a hit of good Maltrian weed before you go?
Hey, why not? That's a nice pipe. Hey, where'd you get it?
Some stupid crackhead traded it to me.
Traded for what?
He traded for crack.
He traded his crack pipe for crack?
Them stupid crackheads. They're truly sad in all honesty.
But man, how did he smoke the crack then?
He went out and stole some spark plugs from a neighbor's ship. They used the porcelain tubing as a pipe.
What? But fuck, man.
This cost a fortune to replace.
Dude, if I was the crackhead, I'd steal the spark plugs, sell those, buy 10 times more crack and a fucking pipe.
Crackheads don't think like that.
Crackheads should be shot.
Hey, you're not gonna lose that map, are you?
No, we'll definitely check it out on the ship.
I'm telling ya, there's lots of people that think the story's a myth, but it's really true. There is a key.
The key the old man with the phony Scottish accent is referring to is known to a lot of people in the zone, but most believe that it's a myth. However, there are a few people that believe, or know, that this key is in fact real and was created by hyperspatial monks millions of years ago. It is said that the monks experienced the same problems in the area where the Silvershine Zone exists today. They desperately searched for a way to dissipate what they believed was the vortex of degradation, which they would explain as a clog in one of the universe's buttholes. The reason why they and their servants spend so much time developing this key brings us to an interesting tale about these monks. Millions of years ago, in the same area where the Silvershine Zone exists today, a crack rock was formed naturally with the very same incidents that happened later in time at the same place. The ancient Silvershine Zone became what it is today and had gotten worse. The monk's planet was near the edge of the ancient Silvershine Zone, and they got extremely obsessed with the fact that crackheads were coming in their homes by breaking windows just to end up stealing the VCR and leaving the 3D DVD player and mega screen room TV intact. They began meditating and focusing their attention on the center of the zone, and then they discovered the vortex. One day, as legend has it, the monks finished their key and used it. Afterwards, the torment of the zone began fading. People were slowly but constantly becoming more and more normal. Economy regained and planets became successful. The monks then stored it in a safe place and gave a map to a very trusted sibling. Over the years, the map disappeared, and what was in fact a true story became a legend. Buster is holding the lost map in his hands.
Yeah, the Supreme Pimp's fleet is firing, Captain!
Damn it! What's Buster taking so long for?
Captain Man, I see a dude coming in. I think it's that Buster guy.
Good, okay. Supreme Pimp, stop firing!
Yo, man, do you have the perpetrator at hand?
Well, he just entered the ship. Hold on a second.
Hey, Dwayne.
Buster, there's someone who wants to fucking speak to you.
Why?
Apparently you pissed in their supercomputer. You know, the one that runs the pimps?
Oh, shit, not them.
And that's what fucked their network.
Holy crap, man, it wasn't a toilet after all.
And man, now well, they tracked you down.
Excuse me, but can we apprehend our perpetrator now?
I plead innocent!
Fuck pleading, bitch! You have been convicted on sight, mofo!
I'm fucking innocent! I was drunk!
Eddie, try to make a run for it!
Yeah, right on, Cap!
You little bitches wanna play? You wanna play? Eh, fuck you!
Okay, now we pissed off the Supreme Pimp. Not a good approach.
Yeah, they're totally firing weapons, yeah!
I don't know if I should let you try to save me or if I should just turn in.
You don't wanna turn in! Man, these guys mean business! They'll fucking torture you!
But dude, this way they'll blow us up!
This is your last chance, NSS 421! Surrender, Buster, or be destroyed, bitches!
What is the sentence the Supreme Pimp and his jury want to apply to Buster for his wrongdoing? Is it torture? Is it community service? Will Buster decide to surrender himself and spare the NSS 421 crew of more attacks? Or will the crew attempt yet another brilliant evasive plan? Where is this key? Will Buster believe in the story the old man told him? Or will he eat the free shrooms he got and forget all about the map? Find out as the second half of Drug Ring 2167 begins unfolding in Episode 4. Drug Ring 2167 was written and produced by Budweiser and recorded at BDO Radio Studios in Montreal, Canada. Thanks to Mr. Montoya for help with the Haley scenes.
Punk-ass motherfucker, you give me your VCR now! This is the stick-up!
You don't want the 3D TV?
I said the VCR!
Okay, here you go.
Stupid crackhead?